And now we come to the point where we welcome in Hall of Fame jockey Javier Castellano. When you heard that little highlight clip there, some of his biggest wins, it's hard to narrow it down to just four race calls when you talk about Javier Castellano. He has won 5,497 career races. He is a four-time Eclipse Award winner and was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2017. And now you, HRN Nation, have the chance to call in and talk with Javier directly here on the Equine Forum. Javier, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I am very excited to have you with us, and it's great to hear your voice, and I know our listeners are excited. I've already received a few email questions, which I'll ask of you, but Bobby is in Bayside. He's on the line right now, and he is excited to talk to Javier Castellano. Bobby, go right ahead, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Javier, you're one of my favorite jockeys, and I think one of the traits that you bring to the table is if you're not going to win, you always ride hard to try and be second or third. You know, and I think that perseverance serves you well and serves your fans well. And earlier you mentioned two venues, Arlington Park and Hollywood Park, that are no longer with us. Oh, heartbreaking. But Javier, what's your favorite racetrack to ride at? What do you feel most at home? Thank you. I'll listen.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you. I appreciate for the you coming. I really appreciate everything I write of performing. I try to do my best. I try to bring everything hard for the table and try to give it my 100% every single horses. Your question is about what racetrack is my favorite. I believe it's Saratoga. Saratoga is one of the biggest racetrack in the country. The reason I say is very unique. It's one of my favorite racetrack because it's only short time, 6 weeks. It's the best of the best in the summertime, the best jockey, the best training, the best horses, and the best fine in the country. I think they all hook up together, and that's a very unique track.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, Bobby. You can call in for about the next 15 minutes and talk with Hall of Fame jockey Javier Castellano. The phone number, 888-966-4776. That is 888-966-4776. HRRN. You can also email your questions to me, mike@horseracingradio.net, or post them on our social media pages, and I will ask them for you. Javier, here is an email question from a listener. LT in Louisville wants to know, he says, well, Jerry Bailey is notorious for handicapping races and making a strategy. How much does Javier look at form, and does he just ride when the gates open?
Well, basically, we owe every single races, every single track, every single jockey. I believe they all look at the same paper you look, everybody look at the same thing. We all handicap the race. The key is how you handicap the race and plot the best thing, how you adjust yourself every single track, every single horse, and the position in the race. Because you can study how long as you can, the racing form, but when they open the gate, it's something you have to make a own decision. You always you have a plan to go to the race, but at the same time, you have to make a own decision, using your best judgment in the race. I think that's the key to be successful.
All right, Patricia is in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, and wants to know what factors go into you deciding to challenge front-running speed, and when in the race do you decide to challenge the front-runner?
I think the key is to relax. If you're not fighting with the horses and the horses that want to go to the lead and you try to slow down, I think that's the biggest mistake the jockey he can make. And you have to go with the flow. If the horse is a front-runner, don't fight it too much. Just go with the flow. And the key is how about the hand. If you have good hand to relax the horses and go into the lead, and he can go faster, but if he can go in the nice way and the good rhythm, that's going to be carried all the way to the wire.
All right, jockey Javier Castellano is here to take your phone calls for about the next 12 minutes or so. 888-966-4776, the number to call in and ask a question of Javier. You know, so many unbelievable horses have been ridden by Javier over the years. If you want to look back on one of those top moments with him, now is your chance to do it. 888-966-4776. Javier, here's another email question. Eric wants to know about the relationship that you had with Todd Pletcher and Chad Brown for so many years, and the fact that you used to ride first call for both of them. We don't see that much anymore. How come?
Well, time change, you know, is the new generations coming out, new group, a new jockey, new colony, and they're all talented riders, and they're young, talented riders. They do a good performance. And for some reason, you know, and unfortunately, the last 2 years, I have a surgery and I had to go through a little bit, a little bump on the rope, and I think you lose the momentum. It's about one thing about our game. You can lose time, no matter what, how good you are, how good you in the sport. But if you miss a little time, everybody's going to replace it, you spot. And then it's hard to get it back. You know, that's one of the biggest challenges I do right now and try to get my business back. Nothing against any rider. We are very fortunate to compete with the best top colony in the country for many years. And you can see the all population, the jockeys, is about 20s and early 30s. And of course, you have to be 100% to go there and do it the best thing. That the result I put away behind, because I wasn't feeling like 100%. I think I need to just adjust my body and fix it and keep continuing to fight it. I feel great right now, thank God. I feel 100%. I like to get my business back, and the only way you can do it is to work hard and try to win race and try to convince the people Javier Castellano is still here.
Yeah, that's also, I think you just answered our next question that we had via email, which came from HUD. And HUD, I hope that answered it for you. He wanted you to explain the process that you had to go through to regain that top level form that you seem to be back in right now. And it's been a long road because of circumstances that were kind of out of your control. And I think that answered HUD's question too. So we appreciate that, HUD. 888-966-4776, the number to call to talk to Javier Castellano. Tom is doing that. He's in St. Louis. Tom, go ahead. You're on with Javier.
Javier, good talking to you. I've been a fan for a long time. Two questions. First one, you excel as a turf rider. How do you prepare differently for your races on the turf than your races on the dirt? Is there a difference? Is there a reason that, hey, when it comes to dirt riders, you're one of the best. When it comes to riding on the grass, you are the best. Hey, is that something that's just a trait you're born with? Is that something you learned in jockey school? Is it something you learned along the way as a mentor? And my second question is, you know, just like trainers and jockeys, most of them start out at smaller racetracks. When did you have that moment that you knew you were one of the best? Was it early in your career when you were dominating at a small local track? Was it when you came to the bigger track for the first time and your first couple of races where you say, hey, these guys put their pants on one leg at a time? Or was it when you won your first stakes race or were win? Mike, thank you for the opportunity to let us speak to these great people every week, and I'll hang up and take the call off the air.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. Go back to the first question. How you adjust me about when you need to ride on the turf and the dirt. It's about horses. You have to completely, you challenge yourself and you have to study really well and ride two different ways. You can ride the same way you can ride the dirt, and you can ride the same the turf. And you need to have a little horses that you can adjust me in the turf. And you have to ride in the turf with a lot of patience and save all the ground the best you can. And the dirt, you can have it take advantage a little bit, put it outside horses and let them roll and make a big move. And you can do that. But in the turf, you have to be very careful the way you ride and the way you approach to go to the turf. You have to be very, very sensible and ride the horses with a little more patience and let them finish a horse in the stretch. The second question. I just came from Venezuela. I run Venezuela and moved my tack to New York, to United States in 1997. I rode Calder 3 years. I rode a lot of horses and win a lot of racing. I went state racing and standing. I was the leading jockey in Calder, restaurant 1997 through all the way 2000, one. I decided to go to New York, the biggest stage, the major league. It took me a little moment to go for a stop the ladder. I think in one of the cases, you mean the best successful, it was in 2004 when I win the Breeders' Cup Classic. We go up, that's when I opened the door and they recognize who Javier Castellano. And then in the beginning, I was just a regular rider, win races, and win stay, leading jockey. But to step up to another level, the people they know who Javier Castellano, it was a very key success for Breeders' Cup Classic 2004. Go up.
Well, Javier Castellano has set many records over the years in his Hall of Fame riding career, and he's very close to setting a record here on You Be the Host as we turn our attention to question number 7, just a couple of questions away for Javier to set the record during this segment here this morning. You can call in 888-966-4776 to talk to Javier Castellano. Transfiguration has a question on social media and wants to know, what big race did Javier win that he thought he had little or no chance to win?
Well, you know, when you go over there, you always have a high expectation to win the races. But sometimes you have to challenge good horses. I think one of the biggest impact he gave me when I beat American Pharoah and the Travis 2017, I rode the whole King Eyes. We all challenged to the best horses in the country by far. It was the first Triple Crown for a long, long time. It was undefeated. It was the best horse in the ground that year. And you had to challenge him in the summertime and the travel. I think it was the big impact to and very emotional, excited to be one of the best horses in the moment. And I think that's why he gave me a lot of I'm very excited to be the best horse in the country.
Here's another one that comes from Twitter, Javier. Colin wants to know if you remember winning 5 in a row at Saratoga. The last winner was a horse named Stan Proud that this person, Colin, crushed just because you were riding the horse. He high-fived you walking back to the winner's circle, and he wants to know if you've ever had a day that good.
Absolutely. Everything you win one race in Saratoga is truly happy, amazing, because you challenge and you hook up with the best jockeys in the country. And to win 5 races in that day, unbelievable. I remember, of course, the horse is staying proud because it seemed to me like it was like, oh my God, it wasn't meant to be. Win 5 races and the name staying proud. I feel like very proud myself to win 5 races in Saratoga.
I have a question for you. Is your dog attacking you right now, Javier?
No, he's not. Sorry about that.
Hall of Fame jockey Javier Castellano. He has just, I'm going to ask this next question. This will tie the record that has been equaled a few times on this segment. We have time for one more phone call to break the record or one more email. That's 888-966-4776. Terry in Louisville wants to know, Javier, what you think of the new HISA whip rules, and is it fair that owners will lose their purse if a jockey goes over the limit?
That's correct. Times change a lot. And now we have some rule. We have to adjust every single jockey in the country the way overdue. I think I can agree a little bit and disagree about the penalty, you know, they give it to it, because sometimes if you, the horse, he tried to win the race, you pass the limit for one, just to one, and they have to penalize the jockey. They have to take it away the purse and they have to be suspended for 30 days. I think I completely disagree. One over is not going to make it the difference. I think it's going to make the difference to win the horse, but it's not going to hurt. Trust me, the whip we use, we not call whip, you know, we call it cushion. And those, they stimulate the horses, they encourage the horses. And we've been very modified those stick. And they hope the horses, they don't hurt. I hit it myself with my hand, it doesn't hurt. And I think we have to be understand and acknowledge a lot of people about the rule. The situation I think is unfair. One part, the other side is very fair, because if the horse loses a contender, why you have to hit the horse, basically? But if you try to win the race and you hit it one more time to take the best benefit for the race, why not?
All right. Javier Castellano with us here for just a couple more minutes. You be the host. Tom is in Saratoga, and this officially makes Javier the most popular guest we have ever had on this segment. Another record for Javier. Tom in Saratoga, you're hosting the show. Go right ahead. You're on with Javier.
Well, being it is Man of War Day at Belmont, I just wanted to say it was 7 years ago today that Javi gave me the biggest thrill in all of horse racing, winning a grade one on Twilight Eclipse. And I wanted to say thank you.
Thank you, Tom. My pleasure. We really did. You know, I think I remember that day to win the Mail War with Twilight. And it was a special horse, always a very good hard horse. Always he tried really hard. Every single race, every single perform, always hit board the horse. And to win the grade one, the Mail War, it's a very satisfaction.
Well, Javier Castellano has been with us on this week's edition. Again, he is the new record holder. 10 questions coming in about a 16-minute span. That's incredible. Javier, people love you, and they love your work. And keep it rolling and stay safe every time you get a leg up, my friend. Really appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate for giving me the opportunity in your program. And all the fans, thank you for the support. And God bless you, every single one.